Well, now, moving forward to 1980, you actually had a chance to score the film Flash Gordon. How did that come about?
Ah, well, it's a funny one, Flash Gordon. I was sitting at home minding my own business one Thursday afternoon, and John Richards, who was the engineer, great engineer who did all the Bond films and everything, he was up at Wembley, CTS Wembley, top studio in London at that time, and he rang me and he said, are you doing anything? I said, why? Not too much, no. He said, well, he said, we've got a huge panic here. We've started recording a film called Flash Gordon, and we've got Dino De Laurentiis here, and we've got the head of Universal's flown over from Hollywood, and we've run out of music. And I said, well, what do you mean you've run out of music? He said, well, we've got the group Queen, and they've been in the studio for like a couple of months, and they've been working on stuff, but they'd asked somebody to create a score, and I mean, we started yesterday, and in fact, he never got to complete it. In fact, we've got one minute. We've got the Royal Philharmonic sitting here doing nothing. Can you come over? So I went over there, and everybody. So Dino said to me, "said could you write a complete score for this film by next Monday?" And I said, if you got Beethoven and Bach and Tchaikovsky all in this room, I said, and they all work, they wouldn't finish it by next Monday. I said, because it takes till at least next Monday to see what it is we need to write. So there was a huge panic. Anyway, I looked at it, and it was clear that Queen had written certain elements. They had written the song Flash, which we all know they'd written, and they'd recorded that, and they had also Brian May had written certain riffs for guitar, and there were various thematic elements there which had been recorded, and Queen wanted that incorporated into a large orchestral score because it was felt that it should have a big sound. It was a big epic film. At that time, it had a budget of about £50 million, which is
fairly large.
In those days, an immense amount of money. It's still a lot of money now, but in 1980, it was so that it would have been the equivalent of about, goodness knows, $400,000 or something. I set about it, I can do this. I can write a score, and I can incorporate the elements that Queen want incorporated. You know, and I can work with it. But I said I'm going to need. You know, I mean, it would take about 2 months to do it properly. So they said, well, you know, how about 2 weeks? So I said, well, I maybe could come down to 6 weeks. I mean, this is ridiculous bargaining thing goes on. And eventually, it was agreed that I could have 4 weeks. But in fact, it turned out that the supervising music editor had gone on holiday. Somebody else had done this, somebody else. By the time I got to work, I actually was whittled down for 10 days. And I said, there's no way on earth I can do that. But I did it. And I sat there. I got a tape recorder with the bits of Queen on it. I got thousands of timings from bits of film. I got graphs of what I got to complete and how soon I'd got to do it. And motorbikes coming, people phoning me from Hollywood, everybody giving me a hard time. And it was a nightmare. But and the final 4 days before the recordings, I didn't actually sleep. I just went on working, and I did something. I really, at the end of it, I collapsed with chronic bronchitis due to total exhaustion. I've never done that since. Very unwise thing to do.